Let's take time for a Sitka History Minute. During the first half of the 20th century, tuberculosis, which affects the lungs and bones, was the most damaging disease in Alaska, killing and crippling many people. It is uncertain when tuberculosis first appeared in Alaska, but it was well established by the end of the 18th century. The incidence of tuberculosis in Alaska during the 1900s was many times greater than in the rest of the United States. In 1932, Southeast Alaska, the death rate for Alaska natives from tuberculosis was 1,302 per 100,000 people. The death rate among non-natives in the U.S. was just 56 per 100,000. Before effective drugs became available, persons with active cases of TB were isolated in hospitals or sanatoriums to prevent spreading the disease. Alaska's first sanatorium was at Skagway, but due to its deterioration and a severe winter, it was hastily closed in 1947, shipping its 91 TB patients to Sitka's former naval hospital, which had just opened as Alaska Native Services TB Sanatorium. Mount Itchem Hospital would go on to see many tragedies, but it also saw many triumphs. Its many stories and people who worked there have become chiseled into Sitka's history. Vida Davis's story is one which tells of a life affected by the tragedy of TB. Born in 1943 in Pilot Point, her parents died of tuberculosis when she was just 4 years old. Fortunately, Vida was adopted by Eddie and Mary Marshall. Although an Inupiaq Eskimo, she was raised in a Marshall's home with traditional Tlingit language spoken. In particular, she grew to love the Tlingit traditions. So much so that she parlayed her skill and love of Tlingit traditions and language into a position as a Tlingit language instructor at Sheldon Jackson College, ultimately dedicating over 35 years of her life to Tlingit cultural instruction. She is remembered in particular by the Gajahin dancers, for she transcribed many songs for them. As is common knowledge today, some well-intentioned but misguided educators often made it difficult for Native children to retain their languages, as school life was very different in Vida's day from what it is for children in Sitka schools now. Vida and other Tlingit children were forbidden from speaking their own languages at school. If caught doing so, they were punished in ways typical of the times, such as having their knuckles struck with a ruler, or being assigned to menial tasks, such as pulling tree stumps by hand at the nearby high school campus. Another difference we take for granted today is school lunches. During the 1940s and 1950s, when Vida went to school, there was no school lunch in Sitka. So if youngsters forgot their lunches, they either went hungry or walked home for a bite to eat. This normally wouldn't be a big deal, but there were also no school buses back then, so kids were already walking to and from school. Today, we have a remarkable health system, a reliable bus system, a healthy lunch program, and most importantly, a respect for cultures and language. For now, all students are encouraged to learn about the traditions of our Tlingit friends and neighbors. With our fellow Sitkans, the Sitka Historical Society celebrates not only our history, but also our diversity and social progress as we strive to make our community a great place to be a kid. This Sitka History Minute is brought to you by the Sitka Historical Society as we celebrate the events and people of Sitka, where all our men are hardy, our women are even hardier, and our children are worth bragging about.